Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, welcome to another live broadcast. I can't wait to dive into what we're talking about today, which is going to be starting a program to get all the employees that you can handle without paying too much. All I do all day, every day is talk to you guys. I probably personally coach conservatively 50 people per month, owners of cleaning companies every month. And by far the biggest stress or frustration I hear is employees. They don't want to work. We can't find them. They're no good. My life sucks. All right. Maybe that's just some personal stuff, but that's where we're at. So today we're going to talk about how to get all the employees you can handle without paying too much. Before I go on, I am almost always correct when I assume my beautiful bride, Natalie, has something wise to say. Natalie, anything to jump in on before, anything to say before we jump in?
No, I would just definitely agree. I think the number one problem that we hear from people is that they just can't get employees that make their lives better. They feel like it's this necessary evil that they have to deal with and they hate it. So I'm really excited today to help people get a crew and team that brings value and makes their lives easier rather than constantly having to wrangle them and the business.
Yeah, employee wrangling is my least favorite activity just about ever. All right, as we jump in, hello to Denise and Bonnie. Glad that you guys are here. They gave us a shout out from CT. I'm assuming that means Connecticut, which is fantastic. I'm way over in Phoenix. I hate to tell you, but it is. I just looked out my window and I can't see a cloud anywhere. It's nothing but beautiful blue sky. And I think it's in the mid 60s. So, take that, Connecticut people. Sorry, what is June here? We are dying, and I'm always talking to people in beautiful weather, and I gotta get while the getting's good. All right, so the long and the short of it is, if you do not have employees, you've got a job. It's not even a particularly good job, right? You've got a job that sucks. And the other thing is, I hear all the time, I can't hire new people because I can't get the work, and I can't get any work because I don't have any employees. The reality of the situation is, you have to have a system that you're confident in that will attract the employees that you need to do the work, right? If you are a decent human being that doesn't lie, cheat, or steal, it's really hard to look someone in the eye and say, I will absolutely take on this job. We'll be here. We'll get it done. We're going to do spectacular work. And in the back of your mind, you're going, I have no idea who's going to clean this or where I'm going to get them. So not only a lot of times people just shut down advertising or just stop going on bids altogether when they can't get employees. Even if you aren't to that point, it's still really hard to do a good job selling and serving and helping the people that you want to help if you don't have confidence that you've got all the employees that you need. So we're going to talk about what that looks like today. Oh, hello from South Florida. All right. So Zeal Cleaning's checking in at 72 degrees. Their weather might be as good as ours. All right. So before we jump into the system, I want to give you a couple beliefs that are going to serve you and help you, and a couple beliefs that are going to kick you right in the soft spot and not help you at all. False belief. And trust me, I hear these all day, every day. I have to pay too much to get good help. I can't afford good employees. I can't afford to pay anybody. Well, there's one of two things. One, if you can't afford to pay anyone, that's a bidding and billing issue, right? We don't say because we're not bidding enough, we can never grow our company, right? We've got to solve the bidding issue and make sure that we're charging enough to not only do the work ourselves, because that's a job, and like we talked about, not a very good job, we got to charge enough we can actually pay employees a fair wage and still make a profit. So make sure that you don't confuse bidding and billing issues and what you're charging. We'll talk about that on a different day. Maybe we can even link to that in the notes somewhere with I can't afford good employees. That said, once we got that false belief kind of blown up, the next piece is, oh, Eric checking in from San Antonio. Good to talk to you, my friend. Once we get that blown up, then it comes to, well, all the good people cost, quote unquote, too much, right? The reality is it's not about the money. There's statistics. Let me see if I can pull it up. Like 70% of the people that, I'm actually going to pull it up. I should have had this. According to a Gallup poll, 75% of employees quit because of their managers and only 22 left because of their salary. So the reality is it is about the culture and the experience and being part of something bigger and feeling like they're appreciated and being able to contribute. That's what makes people stay or not stay. It is not about the money. The next thing that makes me just go crazy is people that say things like, nobody wants to work. There's nobody in my town that wants to work. Well, here's the reality. We've got customers literally all over the world. We've got people in the Clean Profit Program now from Australia, from Canada, from England, certainly from the United States. And every single one I talk to, certainly that we help through the program, goes from not being able to have any employees to getting all the employees they need. But aside from that, I always say, so do you have any big competitors in town? Oh, yeah, I've got a huge competitor. Well, how many employees they got? 30. Okay, so it's not a matter of people not wanting to work. It's they don't want to work for you, right? And that could be a tough pill to swallow. But it's a lot more empowering once we know that there are people who want to work. They just don't want to work for you. That means we just need to change what you're doing and how you're doing it. And people do want to work, right? If you're like, there are no cleaning companies, no one has a job, there are zero minimum wage employees anywhere within 20 miles, then we can talk. But I guarantee you, you probably have a competitor and or people in different industries that people are working for fair wages right now. So it's not a matter of them not wanting to work. You just haven't figured out what you need to do to attract them. Lovely Natalie, thoughts, questions, comments, rude remarks. What am I missing?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much why I'm here.
It's not the money.
It's not the money. And quite frankly, I could get a job somewhere else. But, you know, it's core values. And, I like the bonuses. So
Natalie will be one of the 75% of employees that quit because of their managers. Actually, I don't know if I call a manager. If anyone's in charge, it's probably her. I'm the one that just yaps like an idiot. She's kind of the bright one. So, all right. The next one is truth.
I'm glad that you got that.
Yes, subtle as a heart attack, my love. The next thing is a lot of people, and we kind of touched this at the beginning, say, you know, I can't hire because I don't have any jobs. I don't have the work, right? And it's kind of that chicken and the egg that never goes up. I can't hire because I don't have work, but I can't get work until I have jobs. I feel like my video is getting really, really choppy. So my apologies. We've got good internet. I don't know what's going on. Must be the good weather coming through and slowing everything down. So the lie that we tell each other ourselves are, I can't hire because I don't have enough employees or I don't have enough customers, right? I won't have work for them. The reality is you need a steady stream of qualified applicants coming to you, more applicants than you need, more applicants than you can handle that are qualified coming to you, whether you have the work for them or not. There's nothing illegal or immoral about having a hiring funnel that's in place, especially knowing that A, if we don't have any employees, you should have some work, right? And I get if you're just starting, we can have a different conversation about that. But if you are doing the cleaning now, you absolutely have work that you can give them. If you're quote unquote fully staffed, which is a lot of people that we help think and feel, the reality is, you know as well as I do, somebody's going to quit today, tomorrow, the next day. And if not one, it might be two or three. So we, instead of being reactive and, oh crap, three people quit. And that's another thing that we don't kind of always keep our head around is they quit in bunches, right? And it's so funny. I'll coach folks like, I can't believe it. Three people quit all in 1 week. What are the chances? I'm like, well, who quit last time? How long has it been since someone quit? A month ago. How many quit? Two people. Okay. And before that, and they quit in bunches. So we need to start seeing these patterns and recognizing them as opposed to just kind of dumbly moving forward. So A, they quit in bunches. B, they quit typically right now. But to get an employee today, we need to start working a week or two ago to really do it right, right? That keeps us from warm body syndrome, which is, I don't like this person. I know they're not a good fit, but by golly, they're in front of me and they're breathing in and out and they say they'll show up. So the reality is you need a steady stream of qualified employees or applicants to employ, whether you feel that you're hiring or not. And there's nothing wrong with doing interviews and holding people. And there's three levels. Level one is, if you don't think you need someone today and you've got a real cleaning company, you will need someone tomorrow. And tomorrow might mean literally tomorrow, the next day or the day after that, but you will be needing something. Step two or level two is almost none of you that have more than two or three employees have all A players. Even some of you with only one or two employees don't have all A players. Look at Natalie. She's stuck with me. I'm a C+ on a good day. So once we've got that steady stream of good applicants coming in, it allows us to do two things. One is top grade, right? If someone's a C or D player, let's replace them with an A applicant. And is it possible that A applicant turns into a C or D player? Absolutely. But we guaranteed that the D player is a D player. We know he's a D player. Let's give the A applicant a shot and maybe turns into an A player and wada bing, wada bang. If he's a C or D, we just repeat. So that's the first thing. The second thing is once the people that we have now that, you know, if there's not enough people and we're always begging them to work, they start feeling like they can take us hostage, right? They come when they want. They know, screw you, fire me. I know you need me more than I need you. The tables are turned once they see these, you know, once you've got a system that brings in all the applicants that are qualified every week, the D players kind of wander off on their own because they know their days are limited. And the B players sometimes will step up to A because they know, wow, this is a job people want. So being able to obviously have a steady stream of people obviously is going to help you hire when you need it. It's also going to help you top grade the team that you have. And then finally, you can start keeping a list of talent, right? So if you're like, I've never met someone telling the truth that was said this, I have all my employees, they're all A players, I'm totally good. If that's you, you can start keeping a list of people. So when someone does quit, not if, when, you can go with people that you've already qualified, they already know, like, and trust you, they're already in, as opposed to starting from scratch. So Natalie, any, you look like you're bursting with something way smarter than I have to say.
I do. You know, honestly, there's one other kind of objection that I hear from a lot of people when.
Yeah, that's stupid. Move it. No, I'm just kidding.
This is my life, people. This is my life. I just want you to know that. It's just, you know, they have like this fear, like, oh, I can't hire, you know, or have, you know, people coming in giving me applications if I don't have any positions to fill. What happens if somebody quits and then I go reach out to them and they found a job? It's like, okay, they found a job,
but happens.
All of them, it's not likely that all of them have found employment. And when you do call them, they're going to be super excited to jump on it and do a good job, probably because they've been looking for a job and haven't. So it kind of works in two levels. One is that you always have that backup. And two, the people that you do call on that haven't found employment or maybe did, and then, you know, it didn't work out, are available, excited and ready to start working for you.
Natalie always saying things that I said better, smarter, faster, and better looking, sadly. all right. So the next thing is, a lot of folks feel like, and this is a big killer for folks, is, oh, when I do need employees and I start getting to work, I got to spend, it's so frustrating. I got to be on the phone and then we got 100 applicants and I've got to wade through them. And then I don't know who to call or who to invite. And when I do find the ones that I want, I call them and I leave a message. They call me back and we play phone tagging. Can you show up Tuesday? No, I can't do that. Can you do it in the afternoon? How about, where do I meet? What? And there's all these details that you're trying to reinvent the wheel. And especially when you're in panic mode, right? And three people quit and you need two or three people right now. We go into panic mode and we drop everything, all of our client attraction stuff that's probably been working, we tend to drop, or anything else we've been doing, and we go full time into this hiring, right? And we're panicked and it takes 30 or 40 hours and it's a frustrating 30, 40 hours, right? You get 50, 60 applicants, you try and interview 10 or 15 people. It takes you 10 hours just to set up the interviews and then half of them don't show. And then of the half that do show, half of those guys from second one, you're like, nope, that was a waste of time. And then the ones that do show, you're not sure what to do. And maybe there's no one in the whole bunch. So it turns out where you just get burnt out, right? And we start equating hiring people with this just crazy, stressful, not fun, life sucks, kind of a deal, right? And then when it comes time to hire, when we're not in panic mode, we're like, screw that. That is so much work. I hate it. It's the worst. So, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because we don't hire when we should be hiring because we're not in panic mode. So the only time we hire is when we're in panic mode. And guess what? That's when it's the worst, right? So that's the false belief that's going to eat your lunch, which is hiring employees got to be painful. It's got to suck the life and time out of me. And I should only do it in extreme emergency. The reality is you want to have a system that allows you to streamline this process. We're going to give a quick overview of that system. For the folks that we work with, in 5 hours, around 5 hours a week, every week, right? And that's the key. And I always use the example, like, you know, we can't get, be with nine women and get nine babies or get a baby in a month, right? We have to be one woman. It takes 9 months. You just can't, some things you can't go faster. It's the same with hiring, right? We can't start 2 weeks ago when we wanted to start and we should have started for now. We get panicky. So the trick with that 5 hours is it's got to be 5 hours every week, not 20 hours on the week or 30 hours on the week that we desperately need people and then nothing for 3 or 4 weeks. That will eat your lunch. So you want to have a system that is working all the time, even when you feel that you're fully staffed and don't need anyone, that's getting you all the people that you need 5 hours a week. Gio says, amen. I don't know if it was the amen to impregnating one woman or not. I'm not sure, but I'm going to assume, Gio, that we're talking about getting employees. Another belief that will absolutely eat your lunch is, my employees will never be as good as me, right? I fell for that a long time. I'm smarter, I'm better, I'm faster, blah, 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 until I married Natalie. And then I knew that I was never going to be as good. I'm not that she's my employee, but.
That was a long training process, people. Just so.
Yes, you know, this didn't just happen. If you think I'm a pain like now, you should have seen me. We got married. I was abysmal. Hard work, people, hard work and dedication. So that belief that your employees will never be as good as you will kill you, because here's the problem. First of all, if you are the magic cleaner and you're the only one that can clean like you think you're the only one that can clean like you, A, you're delusional, because I'm sorry, there's hundreds of people, if not thousands of people out there that can clean as good or better. B, your people aren't looking for the best cleaner. They're looking for a consistent result. C, we need to be able to duplicate, right? We talk about this all the time. The hamburger joint that's the best doesn't make the most money. McDonald's makes the most money, and their hamburgers aren't the best, quite frankly, but they're consistent, right? And anybody can make it, right? I've not tried, but I'm guessing if you get me into McDonald's, a knucklehead like me, 17 and a half minutes from now with their system, I could be making Big Macs just like mama made them. So the reality of that is we need a scalable system. Also, 10 employees, no matter how crappy, will outperform you every time, right? Obviously, if you're the best, well, if you're cleaning, A, no one's running your company. B, if you're cleaning this house, no one can be cleaning. You can't be cleaning that house, right? So even 3 employees are going to outperform you every time. Even if they only clean 80% as well as you, 10 of them can always provide more work than you can provide. So you got to kill that false belief of your employees, my employees will never be as good as me, and replace it with a true belief of just by sheer number, employees are always going to outperform me, right? Because 10, 15, 20 employees are going to just get a better result than I can possibly get by myself. And frankly, if I'm cleaning, I can't be on the beach running my company, doing something else, making fun of Natalie or Canadians, I'm stuck cleaning, right? So once we get employees, we can do other stuff. The final and the kind of second piece of that is that crazy belief of your customers will only take you, right? Oh, my customers, I trained them, blah, blah. Yes.
You want to repeat that because it all chopped up. So let's make sure everyone hears what you had to say.
I saw myself frozen with some terrible face. It always, oh, there it is again. I was just saying, we want to make sure we get rid of the belief that our customers will only take us. We are magical. If someone else dares to show up to clean, our customers will freak out and go nuclear and the world will come to an end. The reality is that's just bad training on our customers, on our part, teaching our customers the wrong thing. All right. And I know our connection may not be the best, but we're going to do the best we can and move on. Before we start talking about the benefits and how to do this, any thoughts, Natalie, any feedback?
No, I think you're doing great. I'm really excited about the follow-up because that's kind of the key to the whole operation.
Excited about the what?
The follow-up, like, you know, it's one thing to attract them, but to make sure that they show up is super key.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So again, once we can get this system working, you're going to have personal freedom. You're going to get I don't know if you remember where you were at, feel free to type in the chat if you do. The first time you realized I am sitting at home watching TV and I've got people out there working and I'm billing for that work and I'm going to get paid and I'm not doing a blessed thing. I still remember the first time I had that feeling and it was phenomenal. And I love sharing that with customers. So feel free to put in the chat if you want to share that. Or if you're listening to the podcast, shoot us an email at mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. Tell me about that. But that ability to get paid when you're not working is phenomenal. Obviously, if you want to grow, employees are a requirement. Also, I talk to a lot of you guys and serving the community is a big deal, right? People want to be able to provide jobs and build a company and serve their community in a really large way. Obviously, if it's just you, that you're so limited on what you can do. But once you have that ability to hire people and create a community that people want to be a part of, you can really contribute to the community, to your customers, to your employees, and you can really build something special that's not just cleaning stuff. Derek says, Joe. I don't know what that means, but Joe to you too, Derek. Well played. Again, once you start getting employees, you move from having a job that sucks that nobody else wants to actually building an asset that you can sell, right? I sold my last 2 companies for 7 figures. It was phenomenal. And I guarantee you when those buyers with all that money, if they came to me and said, listen, here's how I do everything because I do it all. And here's the work that you're going to be doing morning, noon, and night. I would have gotten substantially less, if any, money on that. And again, the nice thing is once you build a team based on core values, and we'll talk about that in a different episode a different time, employees move from this necessary evil to people that you actually enjoy and want to spend time with. All right, we are going way long, so I'm going to hit the, Gio says, yes, we want to sleep. We went to sleep when a crew is refurbishing some floors. Felt great to get paid while sleeping. You are not kidding, man. Middle of the night work is, if they don't call you, it's phenomenal. When they do call you, it kind of sucks. But yes, getting paid at night while you sleep is pretty sexy, man. Derek's tagging his wife. All right, thank you. I was like, what does that mean? What does Joe mean? But now I understand. We're back on track, Derek. Glad to have you. Glad to have you, Miss Derek, if you're listening to this. All right, so let's give you a quick overview, and then we'll tell you how to get this whole thing put together in your business if that's what you want. First and foremost, all these steps are built on core values, okay? If you don't have a core value-based company, for us, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And hopefully everybody listening is into having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. If not, we probably won't be a good fit together, right? I probably won't make you smile or bring as much value. But I found most of the people in Cleaning Nation, to some degree or another, resonate with that having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, because that's who I am, and I attract folks like that. So we want to have your hiring system totally immersed in your core values. So first and foremost is the hiring ad. This is probably where most people make the mistake. They put a boring, stupid ad that says the same thing every other ad says, you know, fast-growing company in Atlanta or whatever city you're in is looking for hardworking, you know, blah, blah, blah. I got bored in the middle of that sentence. We want to change that to, are you the most fun person you know? Would you rather, you know, cut off your left arm and beat a baby seal with it than miss a day at work? Try putting it on Indeed, by the way. They will not let you do it. So you want a hiring ad that's absolutely based on your core values and is going to attract people that share those core values and repel people that don't. It is a fool's errand to try and get people that don't show your core values, right? If you're not about having fun, you think being real, I'm too real, and, you know, talking with Natalie and sharing who I am is unprofessional, get out. This isn't for you, right? Find somebody else. If you think making money is a shameful thing and not bringing value to the world, you are not going to like me. But if you do, you're going to not just like me, you're going to love me, right? So everything has to be filled with core values. So the hiring ad needs to be core values based to attract people that share your core values and repel people that don't. And believe it or not, I don't care if they know how to clean. I will take someone that is a core values match and committed to being a part of this thing that I'm building that has no clue how to clean than the best cleaner in the world that doesn't share my core values, because he or she's not going to be coachable, not going to be trainable. He's not going to have fun. He's going to make my life miserable. After that hiring ad, we want to have a thank you page. It gets them fired up about what's next. We want to have an automated follow-up sequence. Notice the keyword there being automated. So it's not you calling and texting and begging, can you come in? Can you do this? We use, I think we use AppToto. Is that right, Natalie?
A combination, AWeber, AppToto. Yeah.
Okay. So there's some tools that you use, but we have a total automated sequence. And when it works, every week, once a week, you have your group interview and people just show up, right? There's zero involvement from your part from all this automated stuff until group interview. And maybe you only have, maybe some weeks no one shows up. Maybe some weeks you have five or six, but every week, if you've got an average of four or five qualified or even not qualified applicants, just human beings that want to work, it's so encouraging and so makes it so much easier to bid, and it just changes your life. Once you do that group interview, you select the people that are fit there to go to a one-on-one interview. And after the one-on-one interview, and we get into all this in the Clean Profit Method, but the overview is you want a different person, different place at a different time. But that after a one-on-one interview, we move to a working interview, right? We don't just hire someone. We make sure that the best way to interview someone is to work with them. And obviously you're going to pay them for that working interview, right? We can't have them clean without paying them. And the key to that is two things. One, you have a system, and that's just an overview. Obviously, it takes a long time for us to help people make those results. Not a long time, but more than we have here. And so A, you have to have a system, and B, it has to be core values based, right? We can't just have, you've got to really be, so not just the hiring, but the thank you page is all about you and who you are. The automated follow-up sequence has your vibe and your feel and your personality. That group interview has got to tell them, this is what it's like to be here, right? If you have this beautiful hiring ad that's super cool and core values based and all the automated stuff's great, and then they come to your group interview and you're like, everyone sit down and shut up. We're going to talk about cleaning. Natalie likes that. If you do that, that's going to be a hard stop and it's going to screw up. So not just one or two, but every single step has to be core values based. So, all right, guys, gals, if you are picking up what I'm laying down and this is making you feel fantastic and you would like my help actually implementing this system into your company so you can start the new year finally confident that you will have all the employees, more employees than you can handle. Believe it or not, we get that people all the time. People come to me and go, I can't get employees. And then 49 days later, I've got too many good people. I don't know what to do, Mike. So if you want to talk about what that would look like in your company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I do these appointments personally as of now. So there are obviously only a limited amount of spots, right? I can't only be in one spot at one time.
So that's a big favor.
Say that again.
That if he's talking to you, he's not talking to me. So that would be a personal favor.
Lovely Natalie. Will you put that? Hold on. Let me see if I can put, that in the chat? The growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Yeah. I always tell people that, and Natalie's gone. I don't know what happened. Oh, wait, is she coming back? I guess it's just me. Hey, she's back. She got offended.
No, it won't let me. It doesn't trust me with that sort of power.
You can't even put it in the chat.
I can put it in a chat to you.
All right. So let me see if I can put it in the chat. I don't know how to do this either. Wait. I don't know. It's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Yes, I always tell people everyone else pays me to talk. Natalie pays me to shut up. So she makes a good point. If I'm talking with you guys, I'm not talking with her. But anyway, if you want to start the new year finally confident that you are actually going to have for once all the employees you've ever needed to grow as fast as you want, believe it or not, with the Clean Profit Program, we also show you how to attract, not chase, the right employee or the right customers. And when you have both of those systems working on top of a foundation, it is a party. So if you want to talk about what your goals are, where you're at now, where you want to be, and have me help create a plan to get you there, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. I will help you out. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Really, really enjoyed getting to spend some time with you, and we will see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.